God even uses curtains, a beer, and me. I have been living alongside Focus people for over 6 years, and I still find myself learning new things about the Focus religion and worldview every week. One such, quote-unquote, classroom moment came when I went to help Abu, a refugee from the Middle East, hang curtains in his new flat. I first met Abu about 4 years ago when he came to an English class I was teaching. I met him again at a Christian community-run group about a year later. When I arrived to his flat, my DIY tools in hand, Abu was drinking a beer. This was odd, since his religion forbids alcohol and considers it unclean. He quickly offered me one, and I was stumped. What would represent Christ best in this moment? I decided to take him up on it, and I'm glad I did. Two things happened over the course of that evening that made me confident of this. First, his demeanor instantly changed, from one of being caught to one of feeling seen and accepted. Then, while saying goodbye, I offered to pray for him. Over the past 4 years, I had attempted many spiritual conversations with Abu, and he had become very accustomed to me asking questions about his religion and his perspective on stories about Jesus. But tonight, Abu quickly responded, "No, we can't pray. We were drinking. Save it for another time." I don't remember my exact reply, partly because I fumbled my words, but the sentiment was along these lines. "No, it is okay to pray, Abu. Jesus said it isn't what you put in your body that makes you unclean. It's what comes out of it that defiles you. Jesus makes me clean, so I can approach God any time of day, especially when I'm at my lowest." He looked a bit puzzled, but intrigued, and allowed me to pray for him. He was very grateful afterwards. That evening, I was reminded of the immense burden Focus people carry, constantly trying to earn salvation through good works. But here is part of the good news. God is working uniquely in Abu's unique life, and he is doing so through my failures and my fumbled words and through simple everyday circumstances.